To be honest, it didn't shout at us or anything. He just told us it wasn't good enough. I won't go into detail on what he said, but I mean, he told us that it weren't good enough, and if we're going to stand a chance of going up this season, we need to win games like that.
How pivotal do you think that drop point will be today?
Luckily, I don't think it'll affect us that much. I mean, Tranmere and Doncaster have lost, which has helped us, so we haven't lost ground on them. I mean, you know, we can't have too many days like that. Games that we definitely need to win, and if that's the last one we have, then I think we won't have a problem.
It's strange because the performances like that perhaps were occurring on a semi-regular basis back in October and November, but certainly over the last couple of months, Swindon have been irrepressible here.
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing really well since then. We've kicked on and, you know, we're unbeaten in the long run now. I don't know exactly how many games it is, but I mean, we're coming away today really disappointed, and, you know, in the grand scheme of things, we've not lost, we've got a point. Even though we should have won, you know, we're disappointed now that we've dropped points, and, you know, we haven't even lost them. Whereas at the start of the season, I think we'd take points like that.
How much of today's point had to do with Scott Flinders, your opposite number down the other end?
Oh, he's done tremendous. He's made not just one or two. He's made three or four good saves. I think the one from Robbo was probably his best save. He's hit it with a fair bit of power, and he's got a good strong hand behind it, and. You know, made a good few blocks from crosses and headers as well. So I think that was the turning point in the game for them. He's probably earned his team a point now.
Did the players, do you think, feel tired off the back of three consecutive away games in 7 days? Did that have a bearing on the match today?
No, I don't think so. I think we've done well in the trips away to come away with the points that we did. That was difficult in the conditions and the pitches. And today, I mean, on paper, you would have thought it was pretty straightforward for us. We've got in front of our home ground, you know, big crowd and a good surface to play on. You think that was there for us for the taking, and, you know, things that happen in football. But, you know, we definitely need to win these kind of games.
You don't have a game now for over a week, which I'm sure the players will be pleased with. And next time you do play, it's an absolute corker at Tranmere.
Yeah, it is. We're going to have a few days off, put our feet up and rest, and, you know, recharge our batteries, and then we'll come back in and, you know, gear towards that game, and, you know, hopefully we'll go there. We're definitely going to go there with a, you know, mentality to try and get all 3 points, and, you know, hopefully we can go and do that.
Thanks for your time, Wes.
Cheers.